You're listening to Catch the Current. I'm Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Lauren Castiglione.
We are live in Boston for Seafood Expo North America, where we are taking the show floor by storm for an epic series we are calling Boston 2025 in 5.
That's right. We are covering as much ground as we can over the next few days, bringing you the best of the best that SENA has to offer.
So without any further ado, let's catch the current.
This is Amanda Buckle. You're listening to Catch the Current, and I am on Seafood Expo North America show floor with Naira Snacks. I have Dr. Holly Christensen-Petty with me and Hordur Christensen, the COO and the CEO, the founders of Naira. Welcome.
Thank you. Really appreciate this.
So this is your first Boston show, but correct. I met the two of you actually 2 years ago at Barcelona. And tell us how the first Boston experience has been for you.
Oh, it's been fabulous. We actually have basically really revamped the products, and we've launched the first of its kind crunchy fish bites in the world. We were actually a finalist in the Seafood Excellence Awards here at the show, and that was a fantastic honor.
And that was for the ranch salmon,
that's
I believe,
correct.
Right on?
The
with sour cream and onion? Because
yep.
You have, how many flavors do you have on the show floor with you right now?
Yeah, so for salmon, we've got 3 flavors. We've got the ranch, jalapeno, as well as the wasabi. And then with our haddock bites that are paired with Icelandic butter and cheese, we've got nacho cheese and urban garlic. This is just a new launch. Everything from how we communicate our story to our branding message to our packaging. We're really trying to leverage these snacks for positioning in the retail section, the jerkies.
Okay.
We are very much comparable in protein content.
Right front and center on the packaging.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The haddock is 22 grams of protein.
That's it is packed. And that's a big comment from buyers and retailers. We're getting a lot of fantastic leads from large companies to smaller seafood markets. The seafood markets, mom and pops, as well as, you know, multi-chain companies, they are really looking to complement their current fresh and frozen product lines with shelf-stable fish snacks. Mm-hmm. And the word I'm getting from the show over and over again is that the typical fish jerkies on the market today, they're falling short. They're having a lot of consumer challenges with smell, taste, stability, and our snacks are really meant to make seafood truly snackable and basically stave off that hunger without sinking the planet. We really offer a fantastic, pleasant crunch with our very unique drying process, as well as our IP, our unique formulations, and high quality Icelandic raw materials. And we're made with 100% sustainable seafood, recyclable packaging, and 100% renewable energy. We're also 30% at least less sodium than the typical beef jerkies and fish jerkies. We don't need sodium to preserve our product. We sell protein, not water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seafood has notoriously, people keep trying to break into the snacking category.
Yes.
Because there is, like you said, there is a need for something that is healthy, especially, I guess, maybe in the current administration, too.
Yeah,
you know, where
definitely.
We're looking
for sure.
You know, what are you doing to promote the line?
Yeah, actually, that's really where we're going. We have a lot of brand personalities that we go after, from the outdoors types to the globetrotters to the professionals, the headhold buyers in the household. We have so much interest at anything from adults, the millennials, Gen Z, to kids. I mean, this is a product for all consumers as well as walks of life. And even on the domestic market in Iceland, we are actually launching in basically larger stops for people that are fueling up and need something on the go. So that's really exciting. So, I mean, the market's ready for it. 2 years ago, I mean, fish jerky is coming out. People are getting familiar with it. But now consumers, they are ready and hungry for that seafood on the go, that shelf stable. But we are also crunchy. We're actually snackable.
Yes. Well, speaking of which, let's crunch on air.
Okay.
So which one should
awesome.
I go for?
Well, they are very different. So I would start with the salmon.
Salmon. Okay.
Yeah. Do you like wasabi?
I do like wasabi. Okay. I was gonna go for the finalist, but I'm gonna go for the wasabi salmon. Let's crunch into it. I'm hoping you can pick up on that crunch. There's some great wasabi flavor. Wow. That is a crunchy, good snack.
So it's 40 grams. In our salmon snacks, we've got 13 grams of protein, 1.27 grams of omegas, which is huge, and only 1 gram of sugar. With the haddock snacks, we've got 22 grams of protein. Obviously, it's a leaner fish with the haddock, so you're going to have more protein. But 22 grams of protein, 1 gram of sugar, and we've also got omegas. So... Yeah, it's a fantastic snack on the go. I myself, unfortunately, I have not been able to eat. You know, it's so busy at the show. So when I've got a chance, I love these snacks. I nibble on them. I am a very picky eater, and we have really finessed and worked on these formulas to give it that great crunch, the flavor. We've actually, you know, we've really worked as basically chefs and food chemists on the raw materials that we use. So we basically are, in a sense, upcycling products. So like for the salmon snacks, we're actually using, you know, basically the spooned flesh, you know, from the bone. It's super tasty. It works really well. So basically we're using mince, and we're also using mince for our haddock. You know, at first we started with fillets and also cutoffs and trimmings, but really the mince, it works fantastic with these products. So we're really trying to also just be more sustainable,
and
it's,
utilizing
it really
the whole
works.
Fish. There's not a lot out there that does that, and so that's really cool that you can do
definitely.
That. Thank you so much, Holly. Thank you so much, Hoarder. You were a bit too busy talking to everybody on the show floor.
Absolutely.
We had a bunch of people here.
Got a lot of visits, and it's been nonstop, which is fantastic. So, you know, we believe, you know, this will be the big next thing to come to the U.S. market. So.
And actually, now I'm thinking about, like, what have I just tasted? I could also see it like sprinkled on top of like a chowder, you know. I'm like I could, like, instead of like an oyster cracker.
Absolutely, a low carb, you know, alternative to the cracker.
Yeah,
even on salads too. People use it on salads.
I could totally see that as like a crouton substitute.
Like a crouton, absolutely.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. It's people like you that are just thinking up these new ideas of how we can get innovative with seafood, how we can use the whole fish, and how we can get more seafood on the plates of people. So thank you both, and we'll
thank
have to talk
so
to you again
much.
Soon.
Thank you.